I'm Ashley Sharp, reporting for The Signal, and today I have Emily Morgan with me, and she's a senior, and she is on the Tiger Serve Day Committee. Thank you, Emily, for taking time out of your busy schedule to let us know about Tiger Serve Day that's coming up this weekend, March 31st. So, how would you explain to someone what Tiger Serve Day is?
Tiger Serve Day is a day where students at Ouachita form teams, and they're paired up to go meet with people in Arkadelphia. The members of the community call in and request a project, and we'll assign a team to go out and do different things, whether it's yard work or painting houses or cleaning, just any little things they need done around the house, we'll send teams to go do for them.
And how much goes into preparing for Tiger Serve Day?
We start 8 to 10 weeks before the day for fall semester and for spring semester. And we meet once a week, but as it gets closer, we start spending more time. We go and visit each project that turns in a name, we visit each lady who turns in a project, and then we spend time entering in the teams who signed up and matching each team with the project that would fit the number of people they have signed up.
And how long have you been on this Tiger Serve Day committee?
My first Tiger Serve Day on the team was second semester freshman year.
Okay, and how much has it changed since freshman year, second semester?
It's become a lot more organized, and we've just become more efficient with how to do things. We've had to work through a lot of problems and really just made everything go smoother for the day of Tiger Serve Day.
Okay, so if someone like myself was not on the Tiger Serve Day committee, but I was very interested in getting on that committee and helping get this all together, how might I get on that committee?
I would just talk to anyone who's on the committee and express your interest to be on it. Or you could go by the Elrod Center and talk to anyone who works there, and they would be really grateful to help, to have other people getting involved.
All right. Based on Tiger Serve Day, do y'all get a lot of feedback from the people in the community that are served?
We always have a lot of people calling back and thanking us for different things that we've helped them with. They also keep in contact a lot with teams who come and visit with them, and they create more student bonds. And then we also have requests from the teams about the day of different ways that we could improve it that we always really value to help us make each Tiger Serve Day better.
All right, and do you have a particular story that you have in mind of someone that called in, and or just someone that sticks in your mind of a lady? Or
We always have just really sweet old ladies who, whenever we go and visit their project, they say, well, I don't really know what I need done around the house, but will you just send a group out here? And it's just really obvious that they want teams to come out, and they just want to visit with people, and they just like to see the students getting involved in the community and seeing the good hearts that all Ouachita students have. And they'll bake them cookies or they'll make them a cake, and just always want them to come out again and visit more. And I think it's just the stories like that that really touch me and really make me enjoy being involved with Tiger Serve Day.
All right, and one last question. Is there still time to get involved with Tiger Serve Day this weekend?
There's always time to get involved. If you know someone who's on a team and you want to go with them, then that's great. Just go out, join them, and we can get you signed up and added to the team that day.
Wonderful. Thank you again, Emily, for being here today and doing this interview. And if you are not signed up for Tiger Serve Day and you sound interested or want to get more involved with the committee, you can contact her or any people at the Elrod Center. Thank you again, Emily.